Hello and welcome back to Do Well, taking care of your wellism, wellitude and well-beingness so that you don't have to. After last week's feedback from anonymous listener Simon, we've been inundated with a text. Didn't say who it was from. Now that's how you do anonymity, Simon. It simply says, have you recently been involved in an accident that wasn't your fault? Well, listener, great question. As it happens, I did slip on our floor the other day because someone spilt some water and didn't clean it up. So in answer to your question, yes. We love hearing from listeners, so keep your emails and texts coming. But for now, on with the show and this week's so-called expert. Do well. Hello and welcome back to Do Well. My next guest is a gentleman who goes by the name of Bob Jeffers.
Hello.
Have we met, Bob? You look familiar. Anyway, Bob has discovered a new activity that promises to bring wellness to the mind, to the body. Bob is a big fan of, am I reading this right? Sitting with pans.
Yes. A couple of years ago, I was clearing out the kitchen, emptying all the pans onto the floor in a sort of state of exhaustion. I sat amongst the pans. I noticed a vibrational wave. From the pans, yes. Have you ever come across Tibetan singing bowls? Do you know what these are? Have you seen those?
Tibetan singing bowls. I'm not familiar, Bob. Would you care to elaborate on those?
Of course. So they are a bowl fashioned from metal in Tibet, as you would have gathered. And upon striking them, they make a pronounced and lasting hum.
Right.
Like so. And it is known, proven really, to produce lasting effects of healing, relaxation, alignment, oneness with the sound, the universal om, if I may say.
These Tibetan pans, bowls, bowls. The om comes from the bowl, and you can only buy these bowls in Tibet. Would you get the same effect from a cereal bowl?
No, but you do get the same effect from a saucepan, which is why sitting amongst the pans, as I was, ladle in hand, I simply nudged them and struck them gently with my ladle. And before I knew it, it was as if a culinary set of timpani surrounded me. A smorgasbord of singing bowls appeared, each with a different note, each a different wavelength, a vibration, and I was rejuvenated. I would say I when I put them back in the cupboard, I finished tidying the kitchen in record time. So alive was I after this experience.
Just clarifying, you got a ladle and you twizzled it round, or you nudged your pans with your ladle and you're sitting on the floor in your kitchen, surrounded.
Well, now you've struck a very fine point there. I nudged on this occasion and still got a great effect. But of late, now having studied in Tibet with the Grand Masters, I've learned also to twiddle and twizzle. So as you scrape the ladle around the pan, which I must say my dear wife is not a fan of. She's got some rather nice Anolon non-stick saucepans.
That was going to be my
Ramon Blanc. That, you know, they were expensive from Debenhams.
However, that was my next question, Bob. Does non-stick work? Is it like an induction hob? You need to have the right panware. Is that a word, Bob?
Let me ask you a question, Anne. Are vibrations sticky?
Not in my experience.
No, exactly. Exactly right, is what I always say. So it doesn't matter whether the pan is non-stick or stick or any of those things, really. Each one has its own inherent wavelength, vibration, part of the universe. Mm-hmm. And with the right strike, you release that hum, that om, and then you just sit amongst as many as they're going to make you feel. I like it, you know, I've got a big rice boiler. That in the morning, that really perks me up. That a dong. I've got a very, very small egg pan, which if I feel the need to just get rid of anger, a little ding on that and a rub around with that. So it's great. So I sit with pans, and obviously now with the book and the blog and the pancast, as I call it, people are also doing this in their homes.
So you have a blog, you have a pan-sitting blog.
Yes, Pandemonium.
Oh, called. Amazing!
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, we're not above a little.
Of course it is.
Not above a good pan or pun.
A pan pun. And Bob, can I ask, from a wellness perspective, obviously you do this as a solo activity right now, is that correct?
Yes.
But if there were other pan sitters around the county or the country, could you imagine one day perhaps getting together and forming a pan band?
Yes, absolutely. We do pan sit on Zoom. Yes.
Oh, you do?
Yes, yes, yes. And actually what I should have said is that before striking any pan, you need at least a solid hour of simply sitting with them.
Right.
So at the higher levels of pan sitting, you no longer need to strike them. Simply looking, sensing the width, the depth, what's being cooked in that pan, it will all leave a mark, it all leaves a trace. At the highest levels, you no longer need the ladle. You internalize the pan, not literally, but you bring what the pan has. You handle the pan without. Am I making myself clear?
Yes, perfectly clear, Bob. This has been absolutely fascinating. I'm going to go into the kitchen after this call, and I'm going to sit with my pans, and I'm going to see how I feel after that. I would like to thank you very much for joining me today, Bob.
Thank you. Pleasure.
Do well, Bob.
Do well, Anne.
He just struck a pan. I think the jury's out on this one, to be honest. I've been sitting here with this wok for about half an hour, and to be honest, all I'm noticing is a bit of cramp in my left knee. Maybe the effect is accumulative though, so I'll keep going, and thanks for listening. Until next time, do well.